Lloyd Bowling grew tomatoes on Bill Evans Mountain near Pettigrew in the mid-1930s.
They brought the cannon factory in. I was big enough to set out tomatoes. I was about 12, 13. We'd have a bed of plants about 4 foot wide and plant tomato seeds. And then when they got about this high, we'd pull them up and transport them out the field. And we set the tomatoes 3 foot apart. Fletcher Keck here, he'd bring a truckload of seed out there. Of course, everybody out there on the mountain was like everybody else around this country. They was kind of on the poor side. Fletcher Keck, if he knew you and knew you was honest, he'd bring you the seed, the fertilizer, and put her off on your farm. The first tomatoes that I can ever remember of, they had to sell his over $12 a ton. Consider in the 30s, it was a good time.